I've got a sewing machine, but to be honest, I don't use it. Kind of like the newspaper. I still get one of those delivered, but often I barely touch it because I've read the same articles online the day before. Newspapers all over the globe know what I'm talking about, and some are coming up with some creative, perhaps desperate ways to survive. Take the venerable French newspaper Libération.
They want to kick the journalists out of their headquarters in the center of Paris, which is located in a very nice building, I must say. And they want to turn it into a luxury restaurant and facilities for entertainment surrounding the information world.
That's former Libération editor Pierre Asky. He says journalists at the paper are not happy.
They feel that creating excitement around the brand without investing in the news side of it and without a real plan to save and rescue the newspaper itself is really focusing on business, on trendy business, and not on what the newspaper is first meant to be.
I mean, the shareholders of Libération voted on this. So do they understand the business of journalism?
The newspaper fortunes have gone down in the past few years, and today the newspaper is still losing a lot of money. And its previous shareholder, main shareholder, Mr. Rothschild, the famous banker family, has been joined by a new shareholder who's a real estate developer. And he's the one who at the moment is designing this new plan. And obviously, he comes from a world that's very far from the news world and has not real understanding of what's going on.
So you are saying that essentially the same thing that we're going through here in the U.S. with uncertainty in media and newspapers folding, it's happening in France too. I'm also intrigued by the idea you just put out there of the investors, the shareholders in Libération kind of riding on the brand as opposed to investing in content. Is that also happening a lot in France?
The problem is that they are... there is this idea that news is not making money anymore and you have to find the money elsewhere. So diversification is really the key word. So Le Figaro, a right-wing newspaper, is organizing cruises with journalists as speakers. We ourselves, in our website, we have created a wine fair. And so this is definitely happening. The strange thing in this case is that it's the only focus. And you know, if you're using that money to make the newspaper better or in investing in new ways of presenting the news, of new plans for mobile or for tablet, that's one thing. But that's not the case. Their plan is only mainly focusing on the brand and making money with the brand outside journalism.
Libération is an interesting case as well. I mean, founded by Jean-Paul Sartre, it's been the moral light of French progressives for decades. What does this do to the direction of leftist politics in France if the journalists move to the suburbs and headquarters becomes a restaurant?
Well, it says a lot about the fate of journalism. It's true, but it also says a lot about the French society at the moment. It's true that the case has attracted a lot of attention in France because of the special place this newspaper has in its history. As you said, it goes back to Jean-Paul Sartre, to the May 68 revolution in France and the intellectual movement. And today, the newspaper is really the shadow of what it used to be, and its shareholders are really coming from a completely different world.
So I'm just curious how you feel about all these changes, these big changes that are happening in newspapers and how fast they're taking place.
The case of Libération is very sad because I think both sides are getting it wrong at the moment. On one side, you have the journalists who have failed to adapt to the digital challenge and who are now waking up to it. And on the other side, you have a shareholder who really is completely outside the scope of news and is trying to make money from other sources. So this is very sad.
May you live in interesting times, and indeed we do. Pierre Asky, thanks very much for speaking with us about this.
Thank you.